Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It is 44 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Former President Trump is expected in a federal courtroom in Florida today for a closed-door hearing in the case that accuses him of illegally keeping classified documents. He also faces a deadline today to ask the U.S. Supreme Court to pause his election interference case to appeal a lower court ruling that he's immune from criminal prosecution. The FBI has joined the investigation into a shooting at a Houston megachurch.
The 2 p.m. Sunday service at Lakewood Church is conducted in Spanish. Pastor Jorge Basave had just begun the live stream. Gunshots are heard and people are seen running behind Basave. A woman who had brought a rifle into the building was shot and killed by off-duty law enforcers. Police and the FBI are searching a home thought to be connected to the suspect.
Police say the words "Free Palestine" were found on the gun used in the shooting. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will miss this week's NATO meetings in Brussels while he's hospitalized for a bladder issue. This is ABC News. Charles Darwin is credited with introducing the concept of evolution. Today, researchers are marking what would have been his 250th birthday.
For the first time, the entirety of Charles Darwin's personal library is now available on the internet for free. The Darwin Online Project has published hundreds of thousands of books, journals, manuscripts, and images from the naturalist. Many are appearing online for the first time, including some newly discovered items. That means anyone with an internet connection can comb through Darwin's favorite novels, his personal correspondence, even illustrations. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
A change to political content on Meta platforms. Instagram and Threads will stop recommending political content proactively from accounts that you don't follow. But users can opt in to see political posts, including election-related topics. The platform says it wants to make Instagram and Threads a great experience for everyone. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Would you like 50 years of experience behind your next sign? If that's the case, you need to call Greeley Signs and Graphics right here in Richland Center, the easy-to-find and easy-to-get sign trophy and awards company. They also supply and install vinyl lettering and graphics along with sandblasted and custom-routed signs. Full-colored electronic message centers are their specialty. Give them a call at 647-2628 or visit 1209 U.S. Highway 14 East across from Allen Bradley in the former Philback building. Also look them up on the web at signface.com.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 44 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mainly sunny and mild conditions with highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, a few clouds and chilly with a low of 24, and tomorrow partly cloudy and quiet with a high of 38. In Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds 4 to 6 miles per hour, and after a low of 20, it is a sunny 44 degrees.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Field. this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
Good afternoon. It's 44 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. One person is dead after being hit by a semi in Fenimore last night. The crash happened at about 7 at the intersection of Highway 61 and 18. Fenimore police said the semi involved in the crash was stopped on the east side of the city. Highway 18 was closed for over 12 hours due to the crash. A witness immediately called in the crash. Nearly 120,000 babies are born with a birth defect in the U.S. every year. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention defines birth defects as structural changes present at birth. These conditions develop in the womb and may be identified before or at birth or even later in life. An OBGYN with Aspirus Health says there are many things a mother can do to help decrease the risk of her baby being born with these conditions. Preconception care, proper nutrition, vitamins, and supplements are vital. It's also important to manage chronic conditions and avoid risky behaviors, as well as being fully vaccinated. Two legislators from Western Wisconsin are promoting a bill that would allow the DNR to set PFAS contamination standards in the state. Representative Jill Billings and Senator Brad Paff said that their bill would give the DNR authority to get groundwater safety standards. State law requires any administrative rule that would cost $10 million or more require a full vote in the state legislature to move forward. The bill's authors said Wisconsin has drinking water standards, but not groundwater. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez has announced that the National Lieutenant Governors Association has opened the application period for the annual Lieutenant Governors Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics Scholarship Program, which awards up to $1,000 to 12 schools nationally to support STEM-related activities for youth. Applications will be accepted until March 15th, with award recipients announced in spring. All public, private, and tribal schools in the 50 states and 5 U.S. territories are invited to apply at nlga.awardsplatform.com. Funding will be awarded to schools to support STEM-related activities, programming, curriculum, equipment, and other expenses. Applications will be reviewed in spring, with award winners announced at the NLGA spring meeting in late April. Local governments across Wisconsin are getting more than $138 million in the first quarterly payments for this year's general transportation aids. The money helps cover the cost of building, maintaining, and operating roads and streets under local jurisdiction. Local governments will get $536 million throughout the year. That's 2% more than local governments got last year under the previous state budget. Gasoline prices rose over 28 cents across the state last week. The average gas price in Wisconsin today is $3.06. This is over 30 cents higher than a month ago, but over 6 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, warns price increases will continue. Several major refinery issues persist across various regions. The transition to summer gasoline will likely put upward pressure on prices. He foresees larger weekly increases coming in March and April. It's tax season again. The AARP has 120 tax aid locations open around Wisconsin to give seniors some free help filing their taxes. The AARP's Darren Wisniewski.
Even a modest refund for somebody who's, you know, living on Social Security can go a long way to helping alleviate some of the financial stress that they might be under.
Seniors can get free help filing their taxes.
You can just come once, give your documents, and then complete everything electronically online after that, going right over to just providing online coaching.
Volunteers are IRS certified and trained on the latest tax code changes. Help is available in person or online. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages the public to give back to nature by donating to the Endangered Resources Fund on their Wisconsin tax form. The Endangered Resources Fund supports many of Wisconsin's rarest plants and animal species. It has helped protect and restore some of the latest or the last remaining populations of declining species and special habitats like remnant prairies and oak savannas found in Wisconsin state natural areas. In other cases, the funds have helped support species for which Wisconsin may be an increasingly important stronghold. The Endangered Resources Fund also helps the DNR care for the habitats these plants and animals call home, including Wisconsin state natural areas. These sites protect some of the nation's oldest forest, underdeveloped lake or undeveloped lakes, diverse wetlands, and unique geologic features. Nearly 75% of endangered and threatened wildlife species and 90% of endangered and threatened plant species are found in these areas. To make a donation, look for Endangered Resources in the donation section on your Wisconsin income tax form. You can also look for the donation section on your tax software or let your tax preparer know you want to donate to the Endangered Resources Fund. Donations to the Endangered Resources Fund are tax deductible and match dollar for dollar. Wisconsin Democrats are inching closer to overturning Republican-drawn legislative maps that the GOP have used to grow their majorities and advance their agenda over the past 13 years. Wisconsin is a purple state where Republicans have held a firm grip on control of the legislature, even as Democrats have notched significant statewide wins in recent years. But the liberal-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court is nearing the release of new maps that will reduce Republican power. Republicans are vowing to take their fight to the U.S. Supreme Court after the state's highest court tossed the current maps as unconstitutional. The surprise retirement of a GOP congressman in a solidly Republican Wisconsin congressional district has potential candidates weighing a run, even as a former state lawmaker quickly jumped into the race. U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher announced Saturday that he won't run for a fifth term representing the 8th Congressional District in Northeast Wisconsin. The abrupt move came just days after he angered his fellow Republicans by refusing to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Gallagher didn't mention the impeachment vote in his statement Saturday announcing his retirement, saying only that he doesn't want to grow old in Congress. Just hours after Gallagher announced his retirement, former state senator Roger Roth of Appleton announced his candidacy. A Republican consultant and a vocal Trump backer is also considering a run. The new Crawford County Jail will begin construction later this year in Prairie du Chien. The new facility will replace the current jail, which was built in 1896, and include new secure areas, including a link to the county courthouse. The new facility will also have a new county dispatch center. A series of open house meetings are scheduled later this month, and information will be posted at different government buildings around Crawford County. A Mineral Point daycare provider reached a plea agreement in Iowa County Circuit Court today in the charge of first-degree reckless homicide in the death of a four-month-old baby who was in her care. 29-year-old Joanna Ford was charged in Iowa County on child neglect charges in June of 2022. An autopsy revealed the child, Wyatt Hamlin, suffered a severe traumatic brain injury while he was in her care. Following today's plea agreement, bond was revoked and Ford was remanded. Joanna Ford is scheduled to be sentenced April 5th. A single vehicle crash in Vernon County resulted in injury to a Richland Center resident. The crash early Saturday morning around 12:22 occurred on Strait Road in the township of Hillsboro. Tristan Fish, 21, of Richland Center, was southbound on Strait Road when he missed a curve and went off the roadway. Tristan Fish was transported by Hillsboro Ambulance to Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro for minor injuries. It's 45 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:16. Richland County 4-H will host Discovery Day. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cash back offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cash back offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
It's 45 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:19. Richland County 4-H will host its Discovery Day Saturday from 9 to 12:15 on the UW-Platteville Richland campus. Carlene Craddock is an Extension 4-H educator.
It's a big event for 4-H, but it's also open to the community, too. So maybe we'll get the word out to some families who maybe aren't familiar with 4-H, but would be interested in having their kids come to this event. Last year, we had over 100 kids register, so it's going to be a fun event.
Discovery Day is for a variety of ages.
All ages that can be in 4-H. So kindergarten through high school, really. We have a special class just for those kids who are in 5K through second grade. It's called Welcome to the Jungle this year. So it's jungle themed activities, and they'll be doing some science experiments and some crafts and making some snacks and all around the jungle theme.
Craddock says it also gives older 4-H members an opportunity to share their interests.
One of the great things about this event is it gives our youth leaders a chance to share what they've learned through 4-H with some of the younger kids. So we have some youth leaders who are leading some of the sessions and, you know, have some adults partner with them. We have some youth adult partnerships. One of the classes this year is being led by a couple of junior leaders. They're doing an origami class. And she had a 4-H exchange student a couple years ago from Japan, and she really got into origami. And this year she's teaching the younger kids some of the things she's learned.
Besides origami, there are many more opportunities.
couple of the new classes this year. We have Stacey Anthony from the Rock Shop in Viroqua is coming down, and she's going to teach the kids about, do rock collecting. And also she's bringing some geodes that the kids can open. Another new class this year is Phil Neese's son, James, is going to be teaching a small engines class. A few of the other classes, we have a couple of EMTs that are coming to do a first aid class. They're going to do some basic CPR first aid, and they'll bring an ambulance. So kids get a chance to see that. A couple local artists are going to be there. One of them is going to be doing a class on drawing charcoal portraits. We have one dad and his son. They're going to do a Legos class together. They've got some creative Lego building skills, so they're going to do that. There's a 4-H dad who has just got some real talent with wood burning, and he's going to teach a wood burning class for kids. That's a returning class and was popular. We have, there's a gentleman who's a 4-H volunteer in another county who coordinates the 4-H wildlife program, and we have a statewide wildlife contest. As a matter of fact, he does monthly virtual meetings for kids who are interested in natural resources. And he's going to be coming, and he has these hands-on kits with all kinds of materials that kids can learn and see and do. We have a class this year called Wildlife Detectives. The Tiny Acres Farm is coming with the therapy animals again this year. There's a drama class. And then just some really fun ones. There's going to be a fairy gardens class and just some more art classes. There's a geocaching class. One of the local veterinarians, Kristen Joseph, is going to come and do a vet science class for kids. So really, it's a chance for kids to maybe try something new. But, you know, for some of these kids, it might spark an interest in something they want to learn more about. And, you know, who knows, maybe even be like a career choice down the road.
Register for Richland County 4-H Discovery Day today online at go.wisc.edu/e99299. The cost is $10 per person and includes all classes and supplies. A maximum of $30 per family will be charged. For more information, contact Carlene Craddock at 608-647-6148. That's 647-6148. Black history and politics in America, both in a historical and a contemporary context, will be the subject of a talk by Dr. Frank C. King, Associate Professor and Program Coordinator of Ethnic Studies at UW-Platteville today at 2 at UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County in room A104 in the Umhofer Building. The talk is free and open to the public. In addition to discussing current perspectives on Black history and how its study is critical to engaging successfully with an increasingly diverse world, King plans to offer stories of underappreciated figures and moments in Black history that can often go unconsidered in current discussions. It was a slow start to the sturgeon spearing season on Lake Winnebago. Warm temperatures Saturday and poor ice conditions overall have hampered the annual sturgeon season. Far fewer people are out on the ice this year, with mostly pop-up tents close to shore. But clear water conditions, despite the thin ice, means there's been decent spearing for those who are out there. As of Sunday night, 122 sturgeon were registered with the Department of Natural Resources. Treat your Valentine to a steak supper. The Richland County Fairgrounds Improvement Committee will host its annual Sweetheart Steak Dinner Wednesday. Serving will begin at 5 at the Nazarene Outreach Center. Funds raised will improve the facilities at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The cost is $15 per person and includes an 8-ounce steak, baked potato, salad, bread, cheese and relishes, milk and coffee, and dessert. The Sweetheart Steak Supper will be served from 5 to 8 or until sold out. Carryouts will also be available. Please note the change in location. The Richland County Fairgrounds Improvement Committee Sweetheart Steak Supper will be served at the Nazarene Outreach Center. AGRACE, a nonprofit community hospice serving Iowa, Grant, and Lafayette counties, will offer Bridges, a professionally led virtual grief support group for adults who are grieving the death of any loved one. It will meet Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 via Zoom. There is no fee for the program if a participant's family member was in hospice care in the past 12 months. Fees for others can be lowered or waived if needed. Pre-registration is required. Call 608-327-7118. Grace is also seeking local volunteers. Volunteers are needed to make companionship visits to local hospice patients. No healthcare experience is needed. Schedules are flexible and free training is provided. Anyone interested in volunteering should contact Grace at 608-327-7163 or visit agrace.org/volunteer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges users of all recreational vehicles to be mindful of safety in this year's changing conditions when operating throughout the state. When climbing temperatures across the state, many of Wisconsin's trails are again being used by ATV, UTV riders. However, a lack of snow doesn't necessarily mean trails are safe. Changing conditions, including rain, snow melt, and freezing fog, make surfaces slippery, especially roadways. Off-road vehicles may have excellent traction on dirt tracks and overland trails, but that isn't the case on wet or frozen winter roads. There has already been one fatal ATV-UTV crash and two snowmobile crashes that resulted in three fatalities in the state in 2024. Drive slow, sober, and wear a helmet to protect yourself and others on Wisconsin's trails. The consumption of alcohol or drugs, excess speed, and operator error are all leading causes of fatal crashes. Here are a few more safety tips to keep in mind when operating your off-highway vehicles during winter. Never consume alcohol or drugs before or during your ride. Always wear a DOT-approved helmet. Always wear a seatbelt in an UTV. Let someone not riding with you know where you are going and when you will return. Follow all posted speed limits and regulatory signs. And double-check before operating on trails. Many trails open to ATVs, UTVs are closed during the winter in anticipation of snowmobile season. Wisconsin law requires ATV and UTV operators born on or after January 1, 1988, or at least 12 years old for an ATV and at least 16 years old for a UTV, must complete an ATV safety certification course to operate in Wisconsin, except on private property owned by operator's immediate family. These safety courses can be taken online or in person. A list of approved safety education classes is available on the DNR Safety Education webpage. Wisconsin law also requires every operator involved in a crash incident to report the incident to law enforcement officials without delay. Operators must submit a written report to the DNR within 10 days of the incident. For more information about ATV and UTV recreation in Wisconsin, visit the DNR's ATV-UTV Riding in Wisconsin webpage. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites Wisconsin meat processors to apply for the Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant through 5 o'clock Friday night, March 8th. The 2023-25 budget signed by Governor Evers provided a one-time increase of $1.6 million for the Meat Processor Infrastructure Program, bringing the total for this round of grants to $1.8 million. The program aims to grow Wisconsin's meat industry and improve the long-term viability of the state's livestock industry. Eligible applicants must operate or intend to operate a DATCAP or U.S. Department of Agriculture licensed meat processing establishment in Wisconsin and be engaged in livestock harvest or processing. Projects must increase harvest capacity or production. Funding from these grants can be used for operating expenses directly related to the grant project, including expenses for engineering, architectural design, construction, food safety consultation, equipment purchase, and equipment installation. Grants up to $50,000 will be awarded for project proposals lasting up to 2 years in duration to help expand capacity or increase throughput. Processors who are required to provide a match of 100% of the grant amount, recipients will be chosen through a competitive selection process. Application should be submitted to DATCAP Grants Manager Brian Williams at datcpdadgrants@wisconsin.gov. The grant application and materials are available at datcp.wi.gov/pages/agdevelopment/meatprocessorsinfrastructuregrants.gov. www.aspx. Grant recipients are expected to be announced in May. Today's winner of $75 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Terry Leffler of Richland Center on ticket number 215. It is a sunny 45 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743. Fuller's Milker Center LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 46 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Hope E. Conkle, 78 of Jefferson, died February 3rd at Alden Estates of Jefferson. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center this afternoon. From now until 1 o'clock, burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. Hope Conkle is survived by her siblings, Wayne Pope of Georgia and Barbara Harrison of Virginia, in-laws Sherry Green and Gary Conkle, both of Jefferson, nieces, nephews, other relatives, friends, and caregivers. Hope E. Conkle, 78, of Jefferson. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99 of Spring Green, died February 3rd. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green today from 4 to 6. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's Catholic Church. Phyllis Finer is survived by 6 children, John and Marla Finer, Victoria and Kenneth Horn, Doug Finer and Jane Schwartz, Judy Finer, George Reynolds, and Mary Jo Abel. 11 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99 of Spring Green. Doris A. Brown, 85 of Blue River, died Friday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, February 25th, from 1 to 4 at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Friends of Blue River. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Doris Brown is survived by her husband, William, children, Catherine and David Davis, Greg and Ruth Brown, and Jeffrey and Pamela Brown, 8 grandchildren, several great-grandchildren, a sister, Karen and Cy Perkins, other relatives and friends. Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Looking for the perfect love seat and sofa set? Well, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has you covered. For those that love the cool look of leather, but the long, warm feel for fabric, the Stoneland Reclining Sofa and Reclining Love Seat set delivers both with ease. Its high-performance padded faux leather is remarkably durable and easy to clean. Just the thing for family spaces. Not to mention fashion-forward flair. Shop the Valentine's Day sale now through February 17th, only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including residential and commercial snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes for happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2024. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 608-475-3973.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Rose and Alex Cordero, Wayne and Jacqueline Fetteplace, and Jamie and Robin Dickman. Best wishes to all of you from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Once again, we are in the quiet zone here across southern Wisconsin with plenty of clear skies. Meanwhile, there's a little weather system causing clouds and snow showers up toward upper Michigan and northern lower Michigan, and a rather impressive storm system tracking from the southern Mississippi Valley up toward the northeast part of the country over the next 24 hours. That system has prompted winter storm warnings all the way from parts of West Virginia up through Pennsylvania, parts of New York, and into New England. Now, around here, we have a chance of some snow coming up later this week as well, thanks to a low-pressure system that'll sweep in from the west and track through Iowa into Illinois Wednesday night into early Thursday. Current thinking is there should be a swath of several inches of snow crossing southern Wisconsin, making for a snow-covered, slippery commute early Thursday. That will be followed by an Arctic cold front coming through Friday, could kick up a period of snow showers with minimal accumulation, but some gusty winds and cold air moving in Friday into early Saturday. Well, here's your forecast for the rest of today. Mainly sunny and mild with a high near 43. West wind becoming northwest at 5 to 13 miles an hour. Just a few clouds tonight, low near 24. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quiet, high in the upper 30s. Northwest wind between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night's low 24 degrees. Wednesday, partly or mostly cloudy, still on the mild side, high of 44. Some snow likely developing later Wednesday night, possibly a few inches. It could be mixed with a little rain at first. Heading into Thursday, snow ending in the morning with another inch or so possible. Breezy with partial clearing later. Low in the upper 20s with a high in the mid-30s. Friday breezy and colder with some light snow possible in the morning. low 20, high 28. Saturday, partly cloudy and chilly, low in the middle teens with a high in the middle 20s. And Sunday, partly cloudy to sunny and warmer, low 16 degrees with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's currently a sunny 46 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 38, our low this morning was 20. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 46. The record high for this date was set in 1976 at 60 degrees. The record low, 21 below, was set in 1981. Last year's high was 47 with a low of 22. Sunset today will be at 5:28, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:03. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 6 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.82 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 46 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A look ahead at the annual USDA Ag Outlook Forum next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The U.S. Department of Agriculture presents its annual Ag Outlook Forum this Thursday and Friday. Mark Jekinowski chairs the World Agricultural Outlook Board.
We will have a panel discussion with some state commissioners of agriculture, learning some of the challenges that their producers are facing and some of the actions that those state commissioners are taking on the ground to promote and support the agriculture sector. We'll have another panel discussion focused on new horizons in agriculture, how science and technology is helping the farm sector to prosper. We'll have sessions on climate change and on agricultural research that USDA is supporting and food and nutrition programs. So it really does cover the entire spectrum of what USDA does.
Jekinowski says the forum has both in-person and virtual attendance options, and there's no charge to register for online participation.
We hope to see as many people in the room as possible. There's always a lot of energy and excitement kind of getting people together and having those hallway conversations and the questions in the room. Being part of that is always a great opportunity. But if you can't come in person, then you can sign up to watch all of the presentations virtual.
You can find a link to that on the show info page at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
The USDA says some risk management programs are getting more popular. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Learn more about feeding and management practices for increasing cattle value. Sign up for the free workshop at beeftips.com. The administrator of USDA's risk management agency says more and more producers are utilizing livestock insurance options. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Marsha Bunger tells Brownfield since the USDA removed the cap on livestock programs in 2018,
we have grown by almost 10,000%.
Bunger says the growth stems from improvements to the livestock risk protection and gross margin programs.
It really speaks to the answer of call from USDA to livestock producers to provide additional new improved livestock products.
Bunger says a series of nationwide listening sessions continue to be vital in educating producers and better serving them.
I think it's very important for RMA to continue to provide educational opportunities like the Livestock Roadshow, because we still continue to hear feedback that there are producers that weren't aware of the different livestock products that we do offer.
I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
The Wisconsin legislature is considering a bill that would prohibit local governments from adopting animal regulations in areas zoned for ag use that are more restrictive than state law. It is Assembly Bill 957, commonly known as the Protect Our Farmers Act. Attorney and lobbyist Jordan Lamb tells Brownfield the proposal would protect against local inconsistent patchwork regulations that would prohibit
specific animal housing or animal care practices. They couldn't restrict medication or vaccines that are used for animals. It would prohibit local governments from allowing certain species, all in areas that are zoned for agriculture.
The bill would require more uniform statewide standards with regard to animal care, vaccinations, medication, and allowed species. Wisconsin now has a statewide livestock siting law that's being challenged by some local towns. Lamb says if the new bill becomes law, she hopes local governments will follow it since they want consistency in regulation.
I would hope that the commodity groups, the towns association can work together to educate municipal governments about how to support and encourage farming and livestock farming in particular across Wisconsin.
The bill has been referred to the Committee on Local Government. The U.S. might take back the top spot for corn exports this marketing year. USDA left its corn export guess unchanged from January at 2.1 billion bushels, while lowering Brazil from just over 2.1 billion to 2.05 billion bushels. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield. Next week's National Ethanol Conference is the annual event for the industry. Follow Brownfield's coverage on air and online. To learn about the American ethanol industry, go to ethanolrfa.org.
BASF financing is so low, we can't even say the low rate without dropping a few octaves. 1.99%. See what we mean? 1.99%. To grow more, protect more, and command more. 1.99%. For all participating BASF brands. 1.99%. When you enroll before March 15th at basf-grower-financing.com. Get one low rate to do the biggest job on earth. Go to basf-grower-financing.com. Subject to credit approval. See program details for terms and conditions.
With the Compere Financial Patronage Program, we share earnings with member owners of our cooperative. It's our way of saying, we are here. Here so you can pay down your loan faster or make a new investment in your operation. And that family vacation you've been putting off? Yep, we're here for that too. Learn more at compere.com/patronage. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. So with spring right around the corner, our garden seeds have arrived. Choose from many varieties of vegetable seeds and many different types of bulk seed corn. Also, we carry maple syrup supplies, including taps, buckets, bags, and many other things. So stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these items and many more. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
A slow start for both direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to its typically quiet start. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface as buyers and sellers are busy readying for the week ahead. Significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until sometime Wednesday or later. Deals last week in the South were up mostly $182 live. That's $4 above the previous week's business. Dress deals had a range of $280 to $290, mostly $289, $10 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Box beef is higher at midday on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 89 cents at $294.93. Select is $1.58 higher at $286.66. In Nebraska last week, steers were steady to $2 higher. Heifers under 800 pounds were steady to $3 higher, and heifers over 800 pounds were $10 higher. The USDA says demand was good for all weights and classes of cattle. The market was active with both in-house buyers and online. Receipts were down on the week and up on the year, and feeder supply included 51% steers, with 74% of the offering over 600 pounds. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 650 to 692 pounds, brought $266 to $301.75, and feeder steers, 701 to 759 pounds, brought $248.50 to $274.50. Medium and large one-feeder heifers, 600 to 647 pounds, brought $246.50 to $277. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. There were very light negotiated purchases. It is a Monday, and business lately has been sluggish on both ends of the week, so fireworks aren't expected at any time today. The market has struggled to make any definitive movements. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been solid. That's been forcing processors to bid up some to move needed numbers. But there are long-term concerns that linger. In addition, supplies of market-ready hogs have been more than ample, and hog weights have been higher year over year. Both add more pork to the market. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $48, and pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $3.47 at $89.44. Hams and bellies were both sharply higher. Picnics and loins were also higher. Butts and ribs were lower and sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
BASF financing is so low, we can't even say the low rate without dropping a few octaves. 1.99%. See what we mean? 1.99%. To grow more, protect more, and command more. 1.99%. For all participating BASF brands. 1.99%. When you enroll before March 15th at BASF-grower-financing.com. Get one low rate to do the biggest job on earth. Go to BASF-grower-financing.com. Subject to credit approval. See program details for terms and conditions.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Soybeans and corn are higher. Cattle and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insights from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen today. Soybeans are higher, buying back part of last week's losses with help from a bouncing bean meal. Crush margins have improved, but South American weather does look mostly bearish. March beans are up 11 and a quarter at $11.94 and three quarters. May's 10 and three quarters higher at $12 and three quarters. March bean meal's up $6.90 at $3.53.70. March soybean oil's down 35 points at $46.91. Corn's up. Near-term forecasts have more rain over the next couple of weeks in dry parts of Argentina, while rain chances for Brazil this week are mixed. Export demand's solid, but the supply outlook for corn remains negative. March is up 2.5 at 431.5, and May corn's 2.25 higher at 443 and three quarters. And wheat's mixed. There is early week snow and rain in some winter wheat growing areas, which should further help conditions ahead of emergence. Russia's dominance of the export market and large global stocks continue to be the big bearish factors. March Chicago's up 3 at 599 and 3 quarters. March Kansas City's 3 quarters higher at 602 and a quarter. March Minneapolis is 1 lower at 683 and a quarter. Live cattle are mostly lower. Feeders are mostly higher ahead of this week's widespread direct business. This week's show list looks mixed. Up in Kansas, but down in Texas, Nebraska, and Colorado. Box beef was higher at midday today. April live's down 82 at 185.90, and June's 55 lower at 183.42. March feeders are up $1.17 at 248.32, and April's 80 higher at 252.57. And hogs are mostly lower on spread trade and profit taking. April lean's down 27 at 80.87. June's 25 lower at 94.75. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on-the-farm delivery, they have you covered. For bulk orders, Economy Feeds nutritionists can work with you to determine the best mix to help you save money. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg.
Dietary guidelines matter in more places than you think. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Did you know the Department of Defense does its own nutritional research? Shailene McNeil, a registered dietitian and executive director of Nutrition Science, Health and Wellness with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says those guidelines matter when the DOD is doing its research.
Because we're looking at our military people to see how much stamina do they need to perform their duties, and protein is a key part of that. And when the dietary guidelines come out and they have advice about how much vegetables we should eat, how much fruit we should eat, how much meat we should eat, that starts to inform the thinking. So if a school lunch program wants to serve meat on their diet or they want to serve beef, they have to have nutrition guidelines. They have to have the dietary guidelines saying you can serve a serving of meat a day.
She tells Brownfield all foods are getting looked at from a health equity aspect.
Regardless of your socioeconomic status, your race, that you have equal access to the healthiest diet. And I think that is really, really important for beef producers, because what we see in our research with consumers across all income levels, people prioritize eating beef. So some of the poorest people in the United States are eating beef at some of the similar levels as some of the richest people. And that tells me that it is such a valued staple in the diet.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield Market News on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Former President Trump is expected in a federal courtroom in Florida today for a closed-door hearing in the case that accuses him of illegally keeping classified documents. He also faces a deadline today to ask the U.S. Supreme Court to pause his election interference case to appeal a lower court ruling that he's immune from criminal prosecution. The FBI has joined the investigation into a shooting at a Houston megachurch.
The 2 p.m. Sunday service at Lakewood Church is conducted in Spanish.